This is Fresh Air. Veteran guitarist and songwriter J.J. Cale has a new album out, his first in 6 years. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Travelogue.
Sometime in the morning, before the break of day, I lose my direction, I can't find my way. I can't find nobody, tell my double D. I guess so sad and lost.
J.J. Cale is influential, as cult stars go. This Tulsa-bred performer has perfected a low-key style that combines sinuous rock guitar lines, a bluesy mood, and a conversational drawl. Lynyrd Skynyrd and Dire Straits' Mark Knopfler have covered his songs, and his vocal style can be heard in singers as various as Leon Redbone and Randy Newman. It's a style that can be heard most clearly echoed by Eric Clapton, who did his best J.J. Cale impersonation in covering two of Cale's own songs, After Midnight and Cocaine. Clapton has been quoted as saying that when he listened to J.J. Cale records, he was impressed by their subtlety, by what wasn't being played.
No time for making my moves. No time. No time for hitting my groove. No time. Summer comes and summer goes. I sang the very sad song. The saddest part of all is in how it long all our dreams. No time for making no moves. No time. No time for hitting no grooves. No time.
Cale's backup musicians here are solid old pros. Jim Keltner on drums, James Burton on guitar, Spooner Oldham on keyboards, and Crazy Horse's Tim Drummond on bass. Cale has enlisted these men to make the same sort of record he's been making for 20 years. And by now, Cale's sound is as close to timeless as rock and roll gets.
Is all sharp as a knife. Underground travel, stop it with a dime. Hey girl, call me if you change your mind. Contemplation, meditation, all that jive. Taking out the medicine and just before sunrise. Underground travel, stop it with a dime. Hey girl, call me if you change your mind. I just wanna look. I just wanna tell you, when we get back, you're just the kind of woman to a man all night. You're just the kind of woman that's a dynamite. Underground tremor, stop it with a dime. Hey girl, call me if you change your mind.
Cale has turned himself into something of a cliche, the ultimate laid-back rocker spinning lazy-sounding melodies that communicate a breezy sexiness, a macho casualness, and a cool lack of concern over the forward momentum of his career. But that's kind of a sham. The guy has, after all, put out 9 albums, which is a considerable body of work, and Travelogue, 6 years in the making or not, contains a generous 14 songs. And anyway, many people consider his best song his least typical, Going Down, from 1973. Obsessive and delirious, it's one of the least laid-back songs ever made. Cale doesn't hit a high point like that on Travelogue, but he's got a few fine up-tempo songs here.
It's that kind of thing that you... that you do. It's that kind of thing that you... win or lose. Gone through. It's that kind of thing, babe. No alibi.
The interesting thing about Travelogue is that it gets much better as it goes along. It starts off with Shanghaied, which Cale and or his record company must have thought was the most commercial sounding song on the album. As it turns out, it's the worst.
Boston and Baltimore. They take you right down where you don't want to go if you talk too fast and you walk too slow.
Shanghai, Shanghai.
Shanghai turns all of Cale's mannerisms into mindless jauntiness. But as travelogue proceeds, Cale starts slurring his lyrics more, letting his guitar lines stutter and shake. He's making music for himself, not some idealized mass audience. And by the time you get to the penultimate song on the album, a real humdinger called Humdinger, he's gotten downright weird.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
This is Fresh Air.